If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust that this will be a good day with you. I trust that you'll put Jesus Christ first in your life. By the way, do your plans include going to church and honoring Christ and worshiping God today? Have you left the most important ingredient in your life out? What about your plans for the future? What do you hope to gain going on in your life like you are now? The greatest life in all the world is the life that Jesus Christ gives. The Savior said, "I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Is your life abundant in Jesus Christ? My friend, it can be. And if you're looking for happiness and peace and joy, I'll recommend to you the one who can bring you all of these and much more. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior of all the world. We here at Worth Baptist Church are rejoicing in the blessings of God during the days of the summer. This summer season has been the very best in our history. Last Sunday, 740 people answered the roll call to study the Word of God in our Sunday school hour. Some 20 to 22 people were added to the rolls of our church, and believers were baptized, and we had a wonderful spirit of revival. This has characterized our services throughout the days of the summer of 76. You remember we began in the early days of the summer praying that God would send a great revival to our church and in our city. God is answering prayer. The summer season is drawing to a close, but the spirit of revival will continue in the days of the fall. If you're looking for a church today that is teaching the Word of God, and that preaches the gospel, we invite you to come and worship with us at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. We believe the Bible has the answer to your problems. We invite you to come and study today in the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians, as we see the power for Christian living. Remember, our Sunday school is at 10, a class for every member of your family where the Bible is taught. Our motto in the Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. It would be our joy to share the Sunday school hour with you and your family today. Our morning worship hour begins at 11, and our evening worship service at 7. These services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. You'll find a friendly atmosphere and a warm welcome in which to worship Christ in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. In the month of September, we plan to begin the construction on our new building, which will be located on our 14-acre tract just 1 mile north of Loop 820 on Campus Drive. Our property joins the property of the Fort Worth State School, 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 and 1.5 miles east of the Interstate 35. So we're in the crossroads for a new building, and it will be easily accessible by I-25 and Interstate 20 and 820 from any part of the city, or for that matter, from any part of the Metroplex. We hope to begin that construction in the month of September. In the meanwhile, here at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you and your family and your friends to be with us. We have two very special announcements we want to share with you today. One is that Sunday, September the 12th, is designated as Someday Sunday in our Sunday school. Many of you have said to yourself or to your friend or to a member of Worth Baptist Church or maybe even to me, the pastor, "Well, someday I'm going to come and visit your church. Well, we're providing that someday for you on Sunday, September the 12th. We invite you to make your plans now to fulfill that promise of visiting Worth Baptist Church someday. Remember, it's someday Sunday, September the 12th. And then on Monday, September the 20th, and Tuesday, September the 21st, we are privileged to have with us in a Bible conference Dr. Truman Dollar, the pastor of the Kansas City Baptist Temple in Kansas City, Missouri. Dr. Dollar is an outstanding preacher of the Word, and we believe he will challenge your heart. Remember those dates, Monday night and Tuesday night at 7:30 on September 20th and 21st, Dr. Truman Dollar will be speaking here at Worth Baptist Church. I have been with him in several seminars lately. He's a tremendous man of God, and his message will challenge your heart. So put those dates down, Monday, September 20 and 21, for a Bible conference here at Worth Baptist Church. In the meanwhile, we would like to hear from you by mail this week. The only way that we can have of knowing that you receive this broadcast and that it is a blessing to your heart is for you to write us. It'll only take a moment. It'll only take a postcard and write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. To all who write this week, we will be happy to send you free and postage paid a cassette tape of today's message. Remember, that mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Christ the Prince of Preachers. I'm going to read from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, at verse 16. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the redeeming grace of our Lord Jesus. We thank Thee for the gospel, for its power. For it, we know it is the dynamic of God. We thank Thee that Thou hast redeemed thousands of men of Adam's race. And I pray today that Thou wouldst save many people who are listening to this broadcast. I pray that Thou wouldst bless our sick and shut-in friends. Bless those who cannot be out in public worship, those in the rest homes and those in the hospitals or wherever they might be today, some in their cars or some in their places of business, there in the motel room, crossing our city, wherever they are today, I pray that the Holy Spirit would use this message to bring salvation to their hearts, to bring comfort and courage to those who are disheartened. I pray that Thou wouldst use the message today to bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ. In His name we ask it, and for His sake we pray. And with thanksgiving, amen. Now in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, I read at verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. My message is entitled, Christ the Prince of Preachers. The fact that our Lord Jesus Christ himself was a preacher says to me that preaching is important. In fact, there is no substitute for preaching. The Apostle Paul said that by the foolishness of preaching, God saves those who will believe. Let me ask you a heart-to-heart question today. Do you believe the Bible? Do you believe God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? That He lived and died and lives again? Remember, the power of the gospel is found in the death, the burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what a preacher He was. Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke eloquently. He spoke effectively. He spoke electrifyingly. He was the preacher of all preachers. He spoke with authority. He spoke with power. When our Lord Jesus Christ began His public ministry, the Bible tells us that He was anointed to preach the gospel. We read in the book of Acts, chapter 10, at verse 38, a commentary on His anointing, where the writer says how Jesus was anointed of the Holy Spirit, going about healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with Him. My friend, you may be oppressed of the devil today. You may be laboring under the burden of sin. But Jesus Christ is the friend of sinners. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is the door. Jesus Christ is the light. He's the bread of life. He's the water of life. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's the Rose of Sharon. He's the Lily of the Valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. I want to introduce to you my friend, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Preachers. Now, preaching is not merely a profession. Some have chosen it as a profession. But preaching is a calling. Preaching is a divine calling. I read in John chapter 1 at verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. God sends men forth to preach. When God calls a man to preach, He gives him a message. It is the message of the gospel. It is good news how that Jesus Christ came into the world, born of a virgin, lived among men, died a sacrificial, substitutionary death upon the cross, and that on the morning of the third day He rose again. This is the message of redemption. This is the message of salvation. This is the message that the world needs today. Nobody but Jesus Christ can bring salvation to your heart. Now you may read all the good books and you may travel around the world and you may turn over a new leaf and you may join every church and you may be baptized in every manner that churches baptize. But my friend, unless you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're lost forever. You're headed for hell. You're headed for damnation and destruction and death. Away from God and apart from any hope. And I trust today, my friend, if you are lost without the Savior, you would listen to the voice of the Prince of Preachers, Jesus Christ, who said, I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Who said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. This, my friend, is the word of Jesus Christ to you. The Bible says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible says that He came unto His own, and His own received Him not, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. There's good news for you today, my friend. You may be in the deepest pit of sin. You may have run the gamut of all the sins of mankind. You may feel that your case is a hopeless one. You may feel that there is no way that you can be saved. But my friend, the Bible tells us that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin and unrighteousness. It matters not what your past. It matters not how deep into sin you've gone. It matters not how dark and dreary your way. Jesus Christ is the light, And Jesus Christ has pardon and forgiveness and salvation and joy and peace and happiness for you this very moment. And the marvel of the whole thing is this. He has already paid the price. The songwriter said, Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. My friend, you can have that washing, that cleansing, that regenerating power of the Holy Spirit right now. If you'll but open the door of your heart, invite Jesus Christ to come in, because only Jesus Christ can set you free. When our Lord Jesus Christ preached among men, they sat and listened in rapt attention. They responded, and no one could refute His message, because Jesus Christ preached with the authority of God. His message was a mass of marvels. It was a reservoir of riches, a titan of treasures, a fountain of fragrance, a globe of gems, a paradise of perfections, and a garden of glory. This was the message of the Prince of Preachers, Jesus Christ, who came to save all of Adam's race from their wretched sin. Those who heard the Prince of Preachers went away saying, no man ever spake like this man. My friend, no man ever spake like Jesus. No man ever lived like Christ. No man ever died like Christ. No man was ever raised from among the dead like Jesus Christ. He is truly, emphatically, undeniably, unquestionably the Prince of Preachers. Let us observe two or three things about our Lord Jesus in His preaching and the kind of message that He preached. First, He preached repentance toward God. I read in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 4 at verse 17, then Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The keynote of our Lord's message was repentance. In the book of Luke chapter 13 at verse 3, Jesus Christ said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. My friend, unless you are willing to come today in your own life to a place of repentance, you'll be lost forever. You'll perish forever. You will die forever in a devil's hell, the second death. But my friend, if you're willing to repent, and that simply means you must turn about face from the way you are going today. You're headed in one direction. The Bible says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Your way may seem right, but unless it's God's way, the way of Christ, the way of the Bible, the way of the cross, it's the wrong way. I would admonish you to repent and turn from your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. In the second place, our Lord Jesus Christ preached reconciliation between Christians. Jesus said in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5, if you come to make your gift at the altar, and you remember that there's someone who has something against you, that you're to leave your gift and return to that person and get these things straightened out and then come back and offer your gift and you'll be accepted of God. My friend, in the Christian world today, there's no room for hatred, for bitterness, for animosity, for an unforgiving spirit. Bible believers ought to be together. We ought to be able to join hands and work together and pray together and pull together and win people to Christ. My friend, if you have someone today, a Christian brother, who has something against you, there's something between the two of you that's not right, why don't you go this day? Don't put it off any longer. Go today. Beg that person to forgive. And have a prayer about it and get things right in your heart. This is the preaching of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Preachers. Jesus said, forgive and you shall be forgiven. So, my friend, we need to heed that message of reconciliation between Christians. And then, in the third place, our Lord Jesus preached rewards for Christian service. Jesus said in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6, that when you give your gifts, don't shout about it, don't blow a trumpet. Give in secret, and your Father who is in heaven, who sees you in secret, will reward you openly. Oh, my friend, today, if you would realize that what you're doing, maybe nobody else knows about it, that helping hand, that support, that prayer, that visitation, that work, that labor. Nobody sees it. Nobody takes notice of it. Nobody brags on it. Nobody even mentions it. But my friend, God sees it. And God, who sees it in secret, will openly reward you. Put him to the test and see. Serve God secretly. That is, don't try to make a show of what you're doing. God will reward you openly for your service. And then in the fourth and final place, our Lord Jesus Christ preached the resurrection from among the dead. In the gospel according to John chapter 5, Jesus says in verses 28 and 29, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." Our Lord Jesus is saying this, there are going to be two resurrections. First, the resurrection of the saints. Those who have died in the faith are going to be raised from among the dead to meet the Lord in the air. And then there's going to be another resurrection after the tribulation, after the kingdom age has run its course of 1,000 years. There will be the resurrection of the unsaved dead. John says, "I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and every man was judged out of the books according to his works." And the Bible says, "Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death." John says, "Blessed or happy, really hilarious, are they who have part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death hath no power." My friend, let me ask you, are you a Christian? If not, right by your radio, bow your head. Pray the sinner's prayer. "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And this moment, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Preachers, will save you. I have this footnote and I shall be through. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Preachers, preached rest for the weary. In the Gospel according to Matthew 11 and verse 28, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden, and I will give you rest." My friend, there's rest for you in Jesus Christ today. As we leave the broadcast, we take this opportunity again to invite you to our services at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10, our morning worship hour at 11, our evening worship hour at 7. We shall look forward to seeing you today. And until next Lord's Day by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.